Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of your station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your callers from out across America or your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But hold your calls, please, because we have with us a very, very special guest tonight. His name is Paul Christopher, and I've had Paul on in the past because I was so impressed by the book he wrote called Alien Intervention. Now, there, of course, our radio programs, Art Bell's program, has tremendous follower because they talked about the supernatural. They talk about the aliens and Roswell, and they talk about UFOs. And I think that many people are fascinated by this whole subject. And, of course, there's some people who don't believe that there is such a thing as a UFO, but I believe they're UFOs. I've never seen one, but I know my wife has seen them, and other people that I know have seen them, and there's no question that there's something out there. But the question is, are they from outer space, or are they something else? And are we being manipulated by these stories and by these programs and by all the books that are out there about UFOs? And that's why I felt that Paul Christopher's book, Alien Intervention, was so vitally important. Paul, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, Stan. It's been a few years.
It sure has. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got interested in the aliens that everybody talks about and the UFOs, and of course, what led you to a real understanding of what this is all about?
Well, actually, it was very early in my youth. I was about 13 and growing up in northeast New Jersey, and you mentioned you hadn't seen a UFO. Well, I happened to see one at very close range, and it was a clear night. We were my dad and I were actually out on the front lawn stargazing, and this bright round object came soaring across the sky, very low. I'd say maybe a few hundred yards above the treetops, and we didn't have any clue to what it was, and it certainly wasn't a plane or anything like that. And that sighting left a great impression in me as a young child. I was about 13, and ever since then I started delving into this whole UFO business, and it's been a long journey, and pretty much uncovered some interesting correlations in this book.
All right, fine. Well, I think that's so vitally important that people understand that there is something there.
Yeah.
I mean, people make fun of crop circles. Oh, you know, it's just a bunch of kids out there, you know, running around the cornfield with a, with a rope so that they can make a perfect circle.
Right.
And maybe some of them are made that way.
Exactly, yeah.
But, of course, some of them, I think, are not made that way. And there really is a supernatural world out there that most people really have no knowledge of. Certainly the ancients knew this. The Christians knew this in other centuries. But
right.
Today we sort of belittle the supernatural, the fact that there really are miracles, and that there really are, of course, things that are done from the other side that cannot be explained by normal science at all. So we'll get back to this in just a few minutes with Paul Christopher. But you hear these descriptions of these craft that can go, 30,000 miles an hour and make a right turn. You can't do that. I mean, centrifugal force would destroy it, or maybe, of course, there is another element out there we really don't understand. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Paul Christopher. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And Our guest this afternoon is Paul Christopher, and we're talking about his book, Alien Intervention. Now, we, of course, met Paul or talked to Paul a couple of years ago when his book first came out, and but I've been meaning to get him back on again, and finally we got a good supply of his books in, and we thought it was so important that we wanted to get him back again, and we have him here. This is a subject that you need to understand. You need to understand that there is a supernatural world out there, and this is what the aliens UFOs and the demons and alien abductions, this is what this is really all about. The average person in America doesn't really believe in these other forces, but I will tell you that I lived in Africa, where, of course, the people usually went to the witch doctor before they went to the white doctor, and where supernatural occurrences are commonplace. And, of course, increasingly, I think we're seeing them in this country as this country turns away from God. Well, Paul was telling us that he had first seen a UFO when he was about, what, 12 or 13 years old?
13, yeah.
Why don't you tell us then what happened as you began looking into the background of this this supernatural occurrence that you personally witnessed?
Well, after that sighting, as I was growing up and becoming a young man, I definitely started reading everything I could on the subject. And one particular author that really stuck out, this was probably back in the 70s, late 60s, was a fellow by the name of John Keel. And he had a rather interesting outlook on the whole UFO phenomenon. And it was him that kind of got me on the right track, because he believed that these UFOs or entities that supposedly flew in them were not extraterrestrial at all, but rather some type of interdimensional being. And I thought, you know, that was rather curious. So I just started studying it more and more. And in fact, there was an area not far from me in New Jersey, the Wanacue Reservoir, that had repeated UFO activity. So I decided to trek on up there and see if I could see some more of these things. And I did. But I eventually found out that there were certain locations, geographical locations, where UFOs and paranormal phenomena occurred often. And in fact, Keel mentioned in his book that a lot of UFO sightings occurred where there was a magnetic anomaly.
Hold that thought right there.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Paul Christopher, and he's commenting that people who've studied the UFOs say that they occur more where there is an electronic abnormality or magnetic abnormality. So pick up the story there.
Yeah. So I actually wrote to United States Geological Survey and asked for certain geological maps that showed these deviations. And after they sent it to me, lo and behold, here was the Wanacue Reservoir, and that was a major magnetic deviation right in this area. And I went, wow, that's interesting. So I eventually pursued it further and eventually bought maps of the United States and started tracking where all these UFOs and contacts were occurring. And I discovered that there were certain areas where there was a heavy concentration of either UFO activity or some paranormal activity going on in these areas. And you mentioned earlier about ancient people who knew about these things. And it's very true, because a lot of these spots, I don't know if you heard of the term power spots, as they call these areas now, where people involved in the New Age are actually flocking to these areas because they want to get in touch with these supposed extraterrestrials. And I started mapping out these spots, and I found out that the ancients knew about the same areas. Even Stonehenge is one. The Great Pyramids is an area. If you look in the United States, we have Mount Shasta is a phenomenal power spot in California. And also, I live in Arizona now. Sedona, Arizona has some major power spots.
And, of course, the people will flock by the thousands to Shasta for these religious experiences. And I suppose they're doing the same thing at Sedona, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
And you see, the average individual out there living a state life cannot believe that there are literally millions of people here in America who are tied into the occult. You can go up on the web pages today on Google and type in witchcraft. There are over 1,200,000 different notations on witchcraft on the Internet. And, of course, these people are tapping into the other dimension as well.
Right.
And it's not imaginary. It's very real. Now, I'm not suggesting you try to tap into this, but I think that you need to understand what we're really up against for no other reason than to increase your own personal faith and to warn you against this and to warn you to keep your children out of this, because so many children have been actually encouraged in their churches to read Harry Potter and to become intrigued with witchcraft and want to contact the other dimension.
Yeah, it's actually very dangerous to get involved, in the channeling or the New Age type of contact, because these entities, once they latch onto you, they can torment you mentally and physically for the rest of your life. So it's very dangerous.
It really is, and there are many, many people that we consider insane. And yet, of course, they're demonically possessed. Well, we read about this in the Bible, but people think, that was then, but that couldn't be happening now, could it? And I will tell you, yes, it can be happening now. And you better well understand that many of these forces are working, and they're working at the highest levels of our government. In fact, we have a wonderful movie. It's called, I believe it's called Deceived. And, of course, it's a Hollywood presentation of the military trying to tap into these supernatural powers. It stars Lou Gossett Jr. Wonderful movie. If you haven't seen it, Deceived, we have it both in video and DVD, and it will give you tremendous insight into what we're talking about. Now, admittedly, it's fictionalized, but we know the military has been tapping into these forces. After all, we want to be the most powerful nation in the world, and we need to have all of these forces that we can harness for our purposes, or when you try to harness these forces, why you do it at the risk of your eternal soul. But pick up the story there, Paul. As you begin to study this, you found there were power spots. For instance, I know that there was a place back in Elberton, Georgia. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. And I went to the library when I went to Elberton to research this, and they'll find the UFOs hovering over there. There have been several reports that the UFOs will come and hover over this this site, this religious site where they have satanic rituals and where the witches come for some of their celebrations as well.
Right, yeah. I mentioned Mount Shasta. That's probably one of the biggest ones out here. And also Sedona. There's also the Black Hills of South Dakota is another area. The Tetons near Wyoming is another spot, too. In fact, that's where Church Universal and Triumphant has set up their camp up in there, which is...
Elizabeth Clare Prophet.
Right. And in fact, they originally started from that I Am movement, that group that started back in the 30s with the Ballards, and in fact the guy Ballard started that. He claims that he was at Mount Shasta back in the 1930s and supposedly met this ascended master named Saint Germain. He was a rather unusual character involved in this whole scheme of things, and eventually they started this I Am religious activity, and then the Elizabeth Clare Prophet and Mark Prophet started the Church Universal from their teaching. So it's real interesting how it all kind of ties together. And when you really look at these connections, you start putting things together and saying, "Whoa, that's interesting. I didn't know that." You know. So and then you find out that even the whole UFO movement and the New Age and the occult are what I believe, and I state this in the book, are the three primary movements involved in this whole this whole scenario, this whole scheme that's been going on.
Now, what are the three moves? The UFO, the New Age, and what's the third?
And the occult.
The occult. Well, of course, they all tie together. They're all...
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. And even if you look at, I don't know if your listeners are familiar with Lord Maitreya, even he is connected to this UFO movement with Benjamin Krem, who back in the 1950s, got involved with the UFO phenomenon. He read George Adamski's book, Flying Saucers Have Landed. Adamski was the first publicly recognized contactee back in the 50s. And Krem was intrigued with what Adamski was writing about and eventually became Lord Maitreya's primary channel. And supposedly, this Lord Maitreya has manifested himself on Earth and is residing somewhere in London, England. And the New Agers believe that this could be the New Age Christ, and he may rise up someday.
Of course, for the listener out there, there's a magazine. It's called Share Magazine. It's put out by Benjamin Krem on a monthly basis. It gets all into all the things Paul is talking about, the crop circles, the UFOs, the United Nations, the coming economic collapse, and of course the introduction is always channeled by this supernatural being, Lord Maitreya. I just got something within the last couple of days from the Lucius Trust. Now, it used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, but that's sort of a bad name. A lot of people don't like Lucifer, so they've changed the name. The Lucius Trust has headquarters in New York, Geneva, and London. They're having half a dozen or more meetings this year in preparation for the coming of the Christ. Not Jesus Christ, but of the Christ. They feel that his advent is very, very soon. And if any of you like copies of the latest publication we get from the Lucius Trust, we can make that available to you. They even talk about the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world, and we have their little pamphlet about that, telling about how their people are in key positions at every level of government. And the fact that most people out there have never even heard of this, you say this couldn't be true because... If it were true, Rush Limbaugh would tell me. No, Rush Limbaugh would not tell you, because that's why he does so well financially, because he does not tell you how this all ties together with the move towards the world government, the new world order, the new world religion. So go ahead and go on, Paul.
Yeah, that's so true. What I've discovered over the years, and each decade has brought a different sequence of events, and it has led to this networking, like you're saying, a network of people and groups of people that are high up there. And they want to bring about this one world order, so to speak, and even a one world religion. And what you have to look at is you have to take everything as a whole, what the New Age movement has done. People involved in the occult sciences, what they're doing, people in the military and government, even the UFO movement. What's interesting about the whole UFO thing is, and there's actually kind of a lull right now in that area, but what has happened over the years is we have been led to believe that these beings are extraterrestrial. I bet you if you took a poll in the world, 75% would probably say these beings are extraterrestrial. So there's actually been a conditioning process going on over the years to convince us that they're extraterrestrial. And if you really dig deep and look at all the facts, you might find totally the opposite, that they're not at all extraterrestrial, but interdimensional.
Well, I think that is a very, very important difference. You see, what they're doing is misleading us intentionally, because they don't want people to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that touches on every aspect of our life today. Political, cultural, ideological, economic, educational, but it's all part of this eternal battle between God and his counterpart, Satan. And right now, Satan seems to be doing pretty well. Why? Because God's people and God's messengers are not bringing out the truth. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing the Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited, and they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated, they were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I just want to mention that we do carry the Phenopoly sets here. Phenopoly is a wonderful program designed to help you to be able to read phonetically and spell phonetically and pronounce words phonetically. It's designed for our children and our grandchildren, but there are lots of people who are victims of the government schools, and they were never taught phonics. There's been a program for 50 years to deliberately dumb down the children of our country, and they've done a pretty good job of it. This is why the majority of the young people going into college today have to take bonehead English and bonehead mathematics and all sorts of things, because they just haven't been educated in high school. And so if you'd like to get the ability to read phonetically and spell phonetically and pronounce words phonetically, most of these programs, $300, $400, $500, $600. This one is $139.95, and I think you'll be pleased with it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask about Phonopoly. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Paul Christopher, and we're talking about his fascinating book, Alien Intervention. And everybody goes into this other dimension that's out there. Certainly Alexander the Great wrote about it. We, of course, in one of our newsletters, I think it was the December newsletter, or maybe it was before that, but we simply quoted Alexander the Great's letters to Aristotle, criticizing him for writing about the mystery religions. And of course the mystery religions take you into this other dimension. But the great philosophers of the past all understood about this. The people in the past understood about this. Today we think it's just, sort of like the X-Files we see on television. And yet, of course, there is the other dimension that is there. We ridicule it. We make believe it doesn't exist. But we do that at our own peril. Pick up the story from there, Paul.
Well, there's definitely an interdimensional realm, and UFOs are right involved in that whole thing. There appears to be some type of manipulation of energy where these spaceships or whatever can materialize into our realm and actually can attempt to convince us that we're dealing with some type of extraterrestrial spacecraft. When indeed we're not dealing with
ask Paul back to ask him
that sure. at all.
See if he is on a regular line telephone. He only sounds like he's on a barrel.
Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I discovered a lot of conclusions with this by the fact that studying these geographical areas where these sightings occurred, because if you interview these witnesses and who have seen these things, the UFOs, they always appear and disappear. A person sees a UFO, it appears in front of them, and then it disappears, like it's vanishing into thin air. And it could be just entering into our spectrum of light and then disappearing to the other realm of the spectrum. So it's very possible that there is this parallel world that exists here.
And, of course, what's really so interesting, there's a professor of psychiatry back at Harvard University who's interviewed literally thousands of Americans who claim to be victims of alien abductions. And when I first heard that story, I thought that was the most ridiculous thing in the world. But, of course, if you read, in fact, that we carry Chuck Missler's book, Alien Abductions. And so, of course, Paul Christopher's book is Alien Intervention. Chuck Missler's book is Alien Abductions. Going into the studies done by this Harvard psychiatrist, and they all tell almost the same story. It's amazing. I'm not even sure he's a believer at all, but he knows there's something there, because, of course, all of these people are not making up the same story.
Mm. Well, definitely, it seemed about, I'd say, the 1980s, when this abduction phenomena started really blowing out of proportion here, where people were claiming that they were being taken, not at their free will. Whereas if you look at the contacts of the 50s and 60s, when we called these people that were in contact with these so-called ETs, we called them contactees. Well, the contacts occurred more on a friendly level, a friendly basis. They weren't taken against their free will, where abductees are. And what's interesting about the abduction phenomenon, what I discovered, was that people of the same generation or the same family are most likely to be abducted. If a person has been abducted, well, if you go into their generation, either their grandmother or grandfather could have been involved with paranormal or also had some type of an abduction experience. And what's interesting, I studied the demonic possession phenomenon, and that occurs generationally also, where a demon is actually consigned to different members of the family, and it goes through generation through generation. So there's a lot of similarities with demonic possession and the UFO abduction phenomenon.
All right, fine. Well, our guest this afternoon is Paul Christopher. His book, Alien Intervention. And we're going to be back here in just a couple of moments with Paul, and, of course, we'll invite your calls when we return at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And before you just pass this off as, oh, this just couldn't be true, let me explain to you that there truly is a spiritual battle going on. And the fact you don't know that shows how effectively the people on the other side are. As one of the books, I think it was by C.S. Lewis, said, the two demons talking, and they said, when we can finally convince them we don't exist, at that time we'll have won.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the blast blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me just mention, if you'd like to get books on what we're talking about today, we carry a Paul Christopher's book, Alien Intervention. We certainly recommend it. We carry a Chuck Missler's book, Alien Abduction. The book that really made me aware of this dimension, I'd studied what was going on in the world for 20 years, and I'd been to the Oxford University, and we lived in South Africa, and we'd studied Cecil Rhodes, and we'd been to the papers of the Council on Foreign Relations and been to the dusty files at Georgetown University and Yale University. And then one time somebody gave me a copy of a book. It was called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. It was written by a lawyer back in Detroit named Constance Cumby. And that book really opened up a whole new venue, and I began to understand that there really is this spiritual world out there, there's this New Age movement, and there are really millions of Americans who, they may talk about Christ and Christ's return, but they're not talking about Jesus Christ, they're talking about the Christ. And they're really talking about this wonderful world leader who is going to lead the world to happiness, and they're talking about the Antichrist. And they may not understand it, but they have an entirely different world view than you and I do. And this is being taught tragically in our schools. It ties into environmentalism. So if you'd like to get a copy of any of the books we've talked about, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, Alien Intervention, Alien Abduction, you need to get our 4-tape set on the Pagan Agenda, or better still, the Pagan Agenda Special. This information will help you to prepare yourself and your family for the difficult times that come that lie ahead. Because, of course, whenever a nation turns against a God, of course, the supernatural becomes increasingly obvious and increasingly threatening to those who are unaware of its presence. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, our guest this afternoon is Paul Christopher, and of course, we're talking about his book, Alien Abduction. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly we find a morbid fascination with all of these things on the parts of many people, and they don't understand that the Great Pyramids were actually temples for occult worship. That's what the Stonehenge is in Great Britain. And the Druids are there, every solstice for their celebrations, although they don't sacrifice humans at the present time. They used to. And of course, the way that these things are set up could not have been done simply by accident. There's perfect alignment with the sun. In fact, you can go to the Stonehenge, and if you can, there at the spring solstice, you can stand and look over this one tower stone and through one of the trilithons, and of course the sun rises right up and then sits on the top of this pole, at least visually appears to. And this was laid out thousands of years ago. How did they get the knowledge? Why, it was supernatural knowledge, just exactly as the building of the great pyramids in Egypt and in South America came from this supernatural knowledge that's out there. But you tap into that at the risk of eternal damnation. So pick up the story from there, Paul.
You mentioned the solstices and the equinoxes. It's interesting because numerous UFO sightings have occurred on those particular times, year after year, generation after generation, and in these power spot locations. And I also wanted to expand a little bit on the abduction phenomenon we spoke about a little earlier. I did some interesting work with a Christian therapist, and if you read a lot of these books that about the abduction phenomenon, a lot are written by therapists, and the technique that they use to bring out these facts from the abductee is hypnotic regression. And actually, when you hypnotize somebody and go into their try to bring up a time where these events occurred, what happens is you bring out a lot of surface layers. In other words, when the person was abducted themselves, hypnosis was probably used by the abductors, and what happened is they created a lot of these surface layers, or just they're going to bring out phenomenal occurrences, like I was taken aboard a spaceship, I was given a medical examination, I was taken to another planet, I had sex with these aliens. Just, it's a lot of sensational material comes out, and you'll find this throughout all these books. And
but of course, because this is what they believe, not necessarily
right.
It's true, but this is, they believe this.
It's just surface information. It's surface layers. It's just, it's a cover up to what's really going on. They actually could be involved with demonic entities, and they don't realize what's going on with their bodies. But interestingly, one frightening aspect of this whole scenario. And there could be tens of thousands of these people in the world today that have either been abducted or had some type of contact experience. What the therapist and I were discussing was that it's very possible that mind manipulation has been done on these people, and at some future point, all these people could be triggered at the same time to do something. Who knows what it could be that they're going to do?
Well, of course, that's like that movie, The Strange Encounters of the Third Time, where all of the people, of course, then would begin to converge on this one mountain. It was a
right,
and of course, you say, well, that was just a movie, and perhaps it was, but many times the people involved in the entertainment world are also involved in the occult and
yeah.
the dark side. And until we understand that they are using television and certainly motion pictures to funnel these ideas into our minds, into our children's minds, we can't understand why so many of our young people are in rebellion today.
Right. And they are converging on mountaintops. That's happening in real life today. Mount Shasta is one of them. They have these three linked spiritual festivals where mass groups of channelers flock to this mountaintop, and they have mass channeling going on. And it not only is happening on Mount Shasta, but it's happening in Japan, it's happening in Europe, it's happening in South America. At the same time, they're grouping together and channeling these entities, and this is supposed to bring about the rise of this New Age Christ.
And that's really true. And if you read their writings, they will tell you this. And they pray the same prayer, the Great Invocation.
Right. Alice Bailey.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, this whole thing, you can actually go back to the mid to late 1800s with the rise of Theosophy and the Theosophical Society with Madame Blavatsky, Annie Besant, and Alice Bailey, who started this whole thing. As a matter of fact, Alice Bailey wrote channeled that book, The Reappearance of the Christ, which came out in 1948, where she claimed that this New Age Christ, or the appearance of this New Age Christ, is indeed approaching.
In fact, this is what I got from the Lucius Trust. I was mentioning I've read their publication, and they quote from Alice Bailey's book, The Reappearance of the Christ. Now, I would point out to our listeners who think that this is just way out, that in every major city in America, there's a metaphysical bookstore. or in your regular bookstore, you will find books dealing with this. You'll there will be sections in the regular bookstores dealing with the occult and the supernatural and the New Age. And, of course, this is being then programmed in the minds of so many people without even understanding it. They're fascinated by this opportunity to tap into some place where they can get power or into the other dimension. And perhaps they're looking for healing. Perhaps they're looking for doing away with their own feelings of insecurity. But, of course, you tap into this at your eternal peril. So, you know, as you study this, Paul, you know, and, of course, you try to tell people, I know you wrote your book to try to get the word out. What sort of response do you get from the average individual?
Well, you know, I didn't think there was much interest in it anymore. When it first came out, there was, you know, I was doing a lot of interviews, and, of course, I did a few with you, and there seemed to be a peak. I think with when nothing happened around the year 2000, because a lot of predictions were saying, oh, the year 2000 is going to be a climactic time, and we may see, what was it, the...
Y2K.
Yeah, Y2K. Nothing happened then, and there was a lot of books that stated, well, we might see, you know, the rise of the Antichrist and this and that, and really nothing happened. But, you know, I'd look more towards the year 2012 because, I don't know, you remember the harmonic convergence?
Well, I know they talk about the harmonic convergence.
You remember that 1987 they had the harmonic convergence where everybody flocked to these power spots, Shasta, Sedona, and they all were supposed to meditate and it's interesting because, the number 144,000 came up, where supposedly 144,000 people had to transmit this positive energy out there to these entities or whatever, so there wouldn't be destruction on the earth, because the world was supposed to end, they predicted that the world was supposed to end in 2012. Well, when they did this meditation process, it changed things, supposedly. And now they're saying that in 2012 there's supposed to be this new evolution on Earth where there's going to be an intergalactic harmonic convergence. In other words, these entities and us are supposed to merge. So I'm looking at that year as being some kind of climactic happening going on.
Well, I think that we don't know what time it's going to be. And
no,
they
we don't.
The people from the New Age have been calling for the reappearance of the Christ, you know, for 100 years. They, 60 or 80 years ago, they were talking about Krishnamurti coming, and he was
right.
Going to declare himself to be the Christ. Well,
yeah.
He was even brought to the United States, but for some reason he changed his mind, decided he didn't want to be the Christ, and so he eventually went back over to India. But because these people say it's going to happen, doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it may happen because now they have so much more power, and they have their people working at the highest level of the environmental movement and of our government and within our military and within our educational system and within our financial institutions. That is what's really frightening. And they've recruited so many people of great wealth to their cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And getting back to the, you're talking about the military. Well, even if you look at this abduction phenomenon, which was really interesting, I found out that these people that were contacted, well, they would start seeing these unmarked helicopters flying around their homes. And I thought that was rather interesting, you know, so somebody in our military knows all about this.
Well, of course, the thing is that there are people who want to harness this supernatural power. That's really a story of this movie we carry called Betrayed. And as they say, it's a fictionalized story, but we know that the military has been fascinated with accessing this power and these various things that can be done of a supernatural nature. And they want, of course, to use it for our military so somebody can't use it against us. But you don't want to tap into these powers under any circumstances.
No, not at all, because like I said before, these entities, boy, once they got you, that's it. They don't let go. So it's really dangerous.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the thing of the UFOs, I mean, they are still being sighted intermittently, and of course, people are still fascinated by them. There are groups of people who've spent their whole lives looking into this. But some of the people, even people who are not necessarily Christians, have actually realized that this was metaphysical. I have a book called... Above Top Secret. It's written by a former head of the British Air Force, the counterpart to the American Air Force. And he was talking about the UFOs. And he said, you know, if we had these military machines out there, the UFOs, I would know about them. And it was his impression that they were real and they were metaphysical. Well, what does metaphysical mean? It means they're supernatural. Incidentally, the movie I was talking about is called Deceived, and that's Deceived. And if you want to get it, it is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It stars Lou Gossett Jr. It's a Christian film. A wonderful message, but of course they don't get around to the Christian message till just the end of the movie. So you can show it to anybody, and in the process, of course, perhaps you can change their lives forever. That's Deceived, and we have it both in video and in DVD because we think it's really just a powerful tool for evangelism, but mainly it's just great entertainment. Well, Paul, you know, as you, of course, about 3 or 4 years since you wrote your book?
Actually, I wrote it in the end of 1996, probably when I finished it, early 97, so it's been probably seven, 8 years. Time flies, I guess.
Right, and it's a very important book because I think that you've approached this from the point of view that it needs to be approached. Yes,
well,
there's something there. It's not imaginary. It's very real. But, of course, you have to understand this other entity, this other world that's out there.
Yeah, unfortunately, there just doesn't seem to be much interest in that topic lately of late. So, yeah, I've kind of been out of the circuit for a while, and... I was shocked when you called me, you know, because I didn't think there was much interest in it, but, you know.
I had a hard time tracking you down, as a matter of fact.
I know you called my folks, and
right.
You got a hold of me. Well, that's great. I'm glad you found me, because I'm really enjoying the show, and I think you do a wonderful job about, you know, bringing out this satanic grand illusion that's going on, that people don't realize what's happening out there.
Well, that's our job. This is what we do 5 hours a day, is trying to point people to the spiritual battle that's going on behind things. And, you know, the great ancient philosophers recognized that there was this other dimension, and they would, of course, always instruct their most gifted students in this aspect. And they'd tell their regular students just about the normal things and reading, writing, and arithmetic and philosophy. But for the gifted ones, they would, of course, introduce them to this. So there have always been the people down through the ages who understood this other dimension. And, of course, this is laid out beautifully in a book called The Secrets of All Ages by Manly Hall, a very, very important book because, of course, he was a Satanist, and he was a very high Mason. He was the 33rd degree Mason, and then, of course, went into the upper echelons of Masonry, where only the chosen few go, those people who many times become Supreme Court justices or become the leaders of our nation. Did you realize that 6 of our last 12 presidents have either been Masons or very closely affiliated with Masonry? But nobody will ever talk about that. And our churches won't talk about it because many of our ministers are Masons. It's said that over 40% of Southern Baptist ministers are Masons, and then we wonder why the Southern Baptist Convention wouldn't take a stand against the Masonic influence in the church. And remember, everybody who joins Masonry pledges allegiance to a different God, to the great architect of the universe, who, of course, is not the God of the Bible. Well, we're just about out of time, Paul. What thoughts would you like to leave with our listeners this evening?
Oh, well, you know, I'd love for them to purchase the book and really, you know, just enjoy reading it, because I think it's a wonderful study, and you know, I really get in depth. So there's a lot of factual information I list in the book. So it's just well worth the read, and I think it's a learning experience. It's a journey that you can take from and see what's been going on since the mid to late 1800s all the way till now. And I think they'll be shocked at what they read.
I think that they will too, and I do hope that many people will want to get the book by Paul Christopher. It's called Alien Intervention, and we carry that. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And the book Alien Intervention, it's not only a good read, but it will answer many of the questions that you've had about what are these UFOs? Are they really there? Is this somebody's imagination? What about Area 51 and other things of that sort? Well, Paul, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you on some of our other programs in the very near future.
Thank you, Stan. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up this afternoon's program. This is a fascinating four tape set. Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention that we carry Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. It's actually on 22 CDs, a wonderful means of teaching your children at home. In fact, you don't teach them. The program teaches them. All you need to do is get the program and print it out on your computer, and everything's there, the lesson plans, the tests, the answers to the tests, the textbooks, everything is there but the sex and math books, which you do have to buy separately. And it's only $199.95 for the entire education. Dr. Robinson used this with his children, and of course his first two sons went right into the third year of college because they were so far advanced over their age. Just give serious consideration to get the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. We think it's a great investment. We think you will as well. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we want to mention, of course, the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but we can tell you that the people who use these products really do think that they're wonderful, and they tell us how it helps their rashes and their acne, and of course the gel they put on their burns and they put it on their muscle aches, and for some reason it seems to help many people. You just have to try it yourself and see if it's good for you. A lot of people take the neutralizer. They say it helps the upper or lower gastrointestinal tract. There is a soap, and there's a moisturizing soap, which I've used. There is certainly the neutralizer, which I've used. There's the gel and the lotion. My wife wouldn't be without the gel. She says she puts it on just about everything to take away pain. And all we can do is say, try it and see if it'll help you as well. You can get the special introductory offer to the Miracle 2 soap products by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listening audience that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we have to pay exorbitant sums of money for our shortwave time, but we think it's worth it because what a wonderful way to reach people all across America. And so we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us in our efforts as we are on the air 5 hours every day. on the internet, on radio stations, 4 hours on shortwave, and 3 hours from now, if you're listening to shortwave, you should be able to pick us up again for our evening program. Now, your assignment and your job is to tell other people about our programs, because that's how we get an audience, and we've built up a great listening audience out across America by people telling people, telling people. And, of course, you can go onto our website at radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the Internet, either directly or by links, or simply going to that website and listen to our programs 5 hours a day. You can go and pick up our archive programs. You can pull down our newsletters and copy them. We give you our permission to copy anything on our website. You can look at some of the products that we sell there. And of course, if you were to get the Big Berkey products or the Berkey Light from us, you'll get a 4-tape set or a newsletter that finally a video we produced. As long as we produced, we'll get that to you free of charge if you buy the products from us. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get some of the specific videos we have. I think the video, the Diaprax in the Church, is really great because it explains the church growth movement. We have a 4-tape set on the church growth movement. We have another one on the apostate church. And then, of course, we have the books we were talking about today. Paul Christopher's wonderful book on alien intervention. Chuck Missler's book on alien abduction, and of course Constance Cumby's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. That's The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. All of these books will take you into an understanding of the other world that's there and the battle that's going on for the hearts and souls of the American people. We have a 4-tape set called The Pagan Agenda. Or you can get the Pagan Agenda Special. When you get that, of course, you can get the book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, on our specials. Sometimes we're glad to substitute other books if you already have them. If you'd like to get a catalog, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll be glad to send you a copy of our February newsletter, which talks about what happened on September 11th, or our March newsletter, which will go into the background of why we are really in Iraq today, and tell you the information you're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh, or Dan Rather, or Tom Brokaw, Bill O'Reilly. So if you'd like, of course, to get a free newsletter and a catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You can get the book by itself, or the video by itself, or the tape by itself, or get all the three of them together, the Brotherhood of Darkness special for $29.95, which is a great price and a great deal, and will give you the insight that you need to understand what's really going on behind the scenes today. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness special, video, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, and the book by the same name, Sustainable Development, the video, the 4-tape set, and the or the syllabus, or get all of them together. We have the Iraq, the Untold Story, the video, or the syllabus that gives you the documents to understand that all of the wars of the last century were contrived, every single one of them. And, of course, until you understand there was no Gulf of Tonkin incident, until you understand that the Japanese have been trying repeatedly to surrender, and we wouldn't allow them to surrender. The invasion of Okinawa and Iwo Jima and dropping the bombs weren't necessary because the Japanese were ready to surrender. But there is a thing out there. There is a force of evil that wants as much death and destruction as horror as possible, as much as possible. And we need the American people to understand that. And these forces are real. They're not imaginary. Pray that America will turn back to God, because if she doesn't, I fear for this nation. Pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection until tomorrow, Monday. May the Lord be with you.